And welcome to another installment of Mercenary Musings Radio, an exclusive audio service presenting views and insight from the mercenary geologist, Mickey Fulp. Happy New Year, Mickey. This is our first show for 2011.
Happy New Year, Rob, and we're approaching our one-year anniversary of Mercenary Musings Radio.
And we're looking forward indeed to the next 12 months. We're kicking off 2011 with a look at the metal that is most closely linked to economic activity, and that, of course, is copper. Listeners to this program, Mickey, will know that just under a year ago, you correctly predicted a short-term move lower in the price for the metal. By the time summer rolled around, though, you had warmed up to copper, saying that the price of copper would continue to climb higher. It did just that, gaining about 30% on the year, hitting a new all-time high. The question now is, are you still bullish on copper? What do you think its prospects are for 2011?
Well, I'd have to say I'm bullish for copper in 2011, but in the near term, I think it looks very overbought. The hedge funds, the speculators have poured into this market over the last 6 months with what I would call fast money or itchy money, and that has a lot to do with interest rates being very low, so other alternative investments perhaps didn't look so good. Mm-hmm. Now with copper pushing record prices on a daily basis, I'm not sure that's sustainable, and like last year, perhaps we're pretty much due for a correction at this point.
Okay, but on the flip side of the argument, Mickey, I'm wondering whether copper supplies at warehouses paint a story for putting in a pretty solid floor under where the price is right now, because supplies around the world are lower. I believe from levels of where they stood last March, we're looking at copper supplies at warehouses down not an insignificant amount, about 30%. Doesn't that kind of counter and go against what you've just outlined for us?
Well, we can look at that two ways. Let's take the first part of this decade, say, from 2002 even into 2007, the inventories, the stockpiles, were something on the order of only 2 to 3 days worth of supply of world consumption. By March of last year, we were up to about 11 days, and now we're at about 9 days. So I would have to say that although inventories are down somewhat from a year ago, mm-hmm. That they look like there's quite a bit of copper in storage. So with that in mind, and the fact that the LME inventories have gone up for 14 days in a row, while the prices go up, and that's counter-cyclical to the way these markets usually work. So I suppose I'm thinking that perhaps we're a little bit overdue for a correction mm-hmm. right now, and whether that's 10% or 30%, who knows, but corrections are healthy. That would allow us to get a floor and a base and start building up again.
Okay, now in believing that copper is overdue for a correction, Mickey, are you also questioning the health of the global economy at all in taking a less than enthusiastic view of the metal at current levels? Are you saying that the demand for the metal is just not strong enough today?
Well, I think the market is pretty much in balance right now. There's been projections for slight supply deficits in 2011, but if you look at those projections, they are very much based on disruptions of supply, like 4% average disruption in supply. So mm-hmm. if that disruption doesn't happen, then copper becomes in surplus for 2011. So it's a bit of a delicate balance, and I don't think that warrants continuing upward ticks and record prices.
Okay, we haven't touched on the issue of what the copper miners are up to and how this that side of the story basically factors into price movement. I've read that the big miners are forecasting a lower output as the grade of copper at existing mines is declining. And of course, you know, you don't bring new mines on overnight. Bringing a new mine into production can take quite some time. Can you comment for me on that and how that side of the story fits into how you see the price moving?
Well, I think that's a longer-term view, and what I was really focusing on is the very, very short-term overdue for a correction. So when we look at the mid to long-term in copper, it's evident that we are not exploring, finding, developing and putting enough new copper production into the pipeline. Mm-hmm. So long term, midterm, I am still very bullish on copper. Very dependent on demand from China and India. And right now, we know that the Chinese are raising interest rates. They are upping the reserve ratios for their banks. They are starting to witness in China food inflation, which is the worst thing that can happen in China, because the average rural Chinese spends well over 50% of his annual income on food. So when that happens, it means that China's got to cool their economy down, and, mm-hmm. and that would not be particularly bullish for copper in the near term.
Okay. What we have in the market today, Mickey, that we did not have the first time that you and I discussed copper in depth, is copper ETFs backed by the physical possession of the metal. The big boys are now in there, BlackRock Capital, JP Morgan. How much influence do they have, do you think, in terms of driving up the metal price to an all-time high? And why are you still a little bit wary of copper at current levels when BlackRock and JP Morgan are setting up these ETFs, which may indicate to some people that perhaps this has more staying power than maybe you and I believe?
Well, Rob, that's your point is very well taken. It's a very interesting question. You're right. We have never dealt with ETFs that hold physical copper. And that may be what is driving the market right now, because the supply-demand fundamentals don't look particularly strong to me. Mm-hmm. The wild card here is very much these new physical copper ETFs. Now, they are not trading yet, and they have not been approved for trading yet. But they have potential, I think, to significantly disrupt the normal supply-demand curves that we would apply to predict a short-term copper price.
We'll get a bit of a distorted picture.
Pardon me, go ahead.
The picture will be distorted a bit then.
I think so, and I think that the market could act a little irrationally for a while here because of that. We just don't know what effect this is going to have. I personally think the anticipation of those two funds coming online, and it's unknown right now if they're going to get approval to start trading because of this perceived notion that they could significantly disrupt markets. I think they already have. We know that JP Morgan is the dominant long position in the LME stockpiles right now. Mm-hmm. Today or yesterday I read that there is a dominant short position in the futures. 40% of the shorts right now are one entity. So that may be a hedge. We can speculate. That may be a hedge from one of the big players trying to hedge against their long position in inventories. Who knows? But a 40% short position in copper right now is quite significant.
A huge gamble indeed. In wrapping up, Mickey, you're describing a market that you see a lot of risk in at the moment. Let's get to the bottom.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And I suppose that's really what I'm saying here. It looks to me like we're overdue for a correction. Looks like a very frothy market with a lot of risk right now, and it's kind of, to coin an expression, teetering on the totter right now. We don't quite know which way it will go, and when that happens, I just kind of tend to sit back and wait and watch and not move. Don't buy copper stocks. Don't mm-hmm. sell copper stocks, and let the wind blow whichever way it may, and then we'll make some moves, perhaps in some copper explorers later on in 2011.
Okay, well, let's wrap it up on that note. Mickey, next time out in a couple of weeks, what do you want to focus on?
Well, we said we were going to talk about gold, so gold's just about as interesting a story as copper. Copper seemed today to me to be the hot thing that we needed to talk about, mm-hmm. so let's keep on schedule here, and for our anniversary show, we'll visit the gold market.
All right, sounds good. Thanks very much, Mickey. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Okay, thanks a lot, Rob. Look forward to it.
Okay, that's Mickey Fult, the Mercenary Geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.